اكلل السنة بصلاحك، وبارك يا رب الخدام الواقفين أمامك، بارك يا رب الخدمة، وبارك كنيستنا، وبارك أبائنا يا ربي، وبارك كل الخدام الذين يخدمون يا ربي بقلب صالح. اجعل يا ربي هذه السنة يا ربي في يديك، وأن ترفعنا يا ربي إلى السماء بشفاعة العذراء مريم أولا وأخيرا وجميع مصاف قدسيك. اجعلنا يا رب مستحقين أن نقول بصوت الشكر: أبانا الذي في السماوات، يتقدس اسمك، ليأتي ملكوتك، لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض. خبزنا كفافنا أعطينا اليوم، واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا، ولا تدخلنا في تجربة، لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا. لك الملك والقوة والمجد من الآن وإلى أبد الأبدين كلها، أمين. Live and pray. So please, like, come, like, into Maksufin, the humility, the humble. Like, we are humble now. That's why we're like sitting in the back of the church. Everyone, we're very humble. So, I will not take a lot today. First of all, I would like to welcome the new servants with us at church. We have a lot. Some of the servants are coming from out the country, like they come from Mississauga. Some of them, they are coming from Vancouver. Some of them new, just graduates from high school, and they start a new service. And now we are gathering of everyone should be. We have more, I know, because I think all the grades, the high school finished already or not yet? All? So we have more servants. We have, I know, more than this. I send a message to everyone. It's more than 125 messages. So I have 125 servants only for Sunday school and high school and pre-servants. So I'm not counting now anymore about... I'm not counting the kitchen, the scouts, for example. We're not counting all of them. We're not counting who are serving other services, for example, like the altar. We have some youth that are serving Khidmat Habib Girgis inside the altar. So they're preparing everything inside the altar, clean the altar inside. And I'm not also counting the ladies who come to the church once per week and they clean the church here every week. I know everyone like who are serving, like we have a lot. I didn't count all of this. But again, from the beginning of the year, in the beginning of the year, I was praying a lot that how to serve. We know if I'm telling you how to serve, I think it's like gonna be easy because we know 1, 2, 3. I have to pray for the service. I have to pray for my kids. I have to attend the liturgy on Sunday because my kids are going to be with me. I have to bring all my kids with me. I have to call them, for example, once per week, or I have to visit once per month, at least, for example, the kids. I have to go. I have to ask about them. I have to follow up with them. I have to feed myself with spiritually to give to them. All of that we know, right? If I'm telling you about that, it's easy. Yeah, I would not know that. Remember exactly the young rich man when he came to Christ, like he said, like, you know the commandments? Fa'allu, yeah, I know all the commandments. Fa'allu, only one thing is missing. The one thing is missing in the service that I feel I'm serving God Himself. I'm serving God. I'm serving myself too. As I said before, we're gonna see. The seeds, the small seeds in our church are going to be pillars. Now, it's been, as I said, like in the graduation, what I said to the graduate. In the graduation party, so I said, I've been here 11 years. From 11 years, they are now, I think, 18 years now. You're 18, 19 years, right? So, they tacked 11 years, so they are like, when I came to the church, they are 7 years, for example. So I have a picture, like which I think, like someone of the, like the mom, one of the moms sent me a picture with the graduation of KG2 and the graduation of grade 12. And I said to them, I saw you when you were young, but now you are the pillar of the church and you are serving. So you are joining now all the servants. Keep in your mind that only that we are serving here, the church, we're serving God. God is present here. When you call a kid, for example, to ask, or a parent, you're calling God. When you're going to visit a kid, you're visiting God. When you are preparing a lesson, you are preparing for God. It's not about, for example, I have the lesson, I have to come to the lesson. No, no. We have to come every single week together. We are talking as a group. We have now, we divided already all the service by this. For sure, we have preschool to grade 12. So every single class, they have group of servants and they have one coordinator. And every two grade, they have one coordinator, sector coordinator. For example, like preschool, KG1, KG2, they have one coordinator. Grade 1 and grade 2 together, they have one coordinator. We try to have a hierarchy for the church, for the service, to make it easy for communication. To communicate easily. We're going to change, we're going to have a lot of changes. We're going to see like a lot of changes happen. I know, especially when we move to the Commander building, it's going to be more easier for us. But again, I don't care about the administration. The administration is going to come easily. We can manage, we can do everything. But a problem in our spiritual life. How I can give the kids without feeding myself, how I can give, even do any service, even I'm cleaning the benches, but I'm cleaning and I have to clean inside. I have to prepare myself for any service at the church. I know that the core of this service, the service is when we talk with kids, because we are teaching them God, we're giving them God. So I have to prepare myself for that. I have to go to my father of confession and review with him, like, okay, my canon. I have a canon and I have to do this. What I should do? For example, like I go to the kids, like, you have Habibi, you have to pray, you have to take the communion, you have to confess, and for example, like, and I'm not doing this by myself. So that's why I have to change myself. I have to change. And the service, one of the main things that changed me. One of the monks said to me, when you're going back, when I in the 40 days, he said, you're going back to serve, right? And I said, like, yeah, Buna, but yeah. I said, I'm going to serve the people. He said, no, you're going to serve yourself. So I serve myself. So as a servant, I'm serving myself. So please, I'm not, again, I take few minutes only. And after that, after I finish, we have a vow. Now in front of the church, I'm going to open the curtain and I'm going to, in front of the altar, we're going to promise God that what we're going to do. We have already, and we have it printed, we're going to distribute it to all, and everyone, we're going to see all together. You are not promising Abuna, you are not promising the coordinator of the service, we are not promising any servants. No, we are promising God by himself. We are starting a new service. We have to take care about it. It's a responsibility. Any service in the church. You are taking this service now, today, from his hands, not from us. I wanted to say. Try to have your father of confession in the beginning of this this month and in September, so we're gonna start. We start the service. So go to your father of confession and sit down with him, and review your canon, review spiritual life, review what you're gonna do and how to serve. Sit down with him, and he will tell you exactly what we should do. And be honest in your service because you are taking this from his hands. So. I know that we distributed already everyone. I don't know if everyone now in his class. Thank God for everything that we distributed everyone this week. And this is Sunday. Alhamdulillah, naharda. So we finished. No nushkur Rabbana awal yom. So I will not do anything more. If you have any comment.
أنا يعني مش مصدق نفسي إن كلنا موجودين. Thank you for coming and joining. I wish we continue with the same power, with the same enthusiasm. Just one thing came to my mind. I don't know why I have this pressure to say it. So I was reading yesterday in Genesis 43, and there is a verse that I never read it this way, but this is what I had to share with you. Everyone saying this to God at the beginning of the year and all over the year and at the end. I myself will be surely for him. From my hand you shall require him. If I don't bring him back to you and set him before you, then let me bear the blame forever. أنا أضمنه من يدي تطلبه إن لم أجيء به إليك وأوقفه قدامك أصير مذنبا إليك كل الأيام. أنا بقول لربنا عن كل ولد وبنت عندي كل خادم مسؤول عنه أنا أضمنه لك من يدي تطلبه إن لم أجيء به إليك ووقفه قدام مذبحك من يدي تطلبه وأصير مذنبا إليك كل الأيام. Think about it, read it many times, memorize it, and remind yourself with this. When you have ups and downs, you are responsible. Get the power from God, don't rely on yourself, and push yourself, drag yourself to come to the service, to come to ask about your kids, to be faithful before God.
So, again, it's 2:07 now. We're going to distribute the vow to the class coordinator to keep it with them and to read all this, to read it together, the servant, like the vow. We're going to read it now. We're going to pray together. But after that, after we are going to give it to the servant who was a coordinator, class coordinator. So there is a table. All the servants would write their name, the dates, and signature, and keep it with the coordinator. And every month, please review it. So the coordinator, I'm asking the coordinator of the classes, every month, remind your servants by this vow. Again, you are taking the service now from his hands. So I'm going to share it on the screen now, and we're going to stand up all together, and we're going to read it together. So we can read together. A vow to God. Can read? Or too small? Too small, right? It's not the rotba. Let's see what they can do. Okay, we can do that like this. I can move it. A vow to God. We just all together, please. We can pray together. We, the servants of the Sunday School in the Coptic Orthodox Church, vow first and foremost to God Almighty, who called us into His vineyard. We acknowledge Him as a true teacher, and we vow to rely on the Holy Spirit for wisdom, guidance, and strength in our service. We commit ourselves to personal spiritual growth through prayers, repentance, confession, and the daily study of the Holy Bible, so that our words may be filled with the Word of God. We vow to live faithfully and in holiness, striving to reflect the love of Christ in all our conduct inside and outside the service. We vow to attend the Divine Liturgy regularly and partake of the Holy Communion as the source of our strength and the center of our service. A vow to children. We vow before God to shepherd His children with love and humility. We will show patience, kindness, and respect to every child, seeing in each of them of the image of Christ. We will strive not only to teach lessons, but to lead the children into the living relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ and His Holy Church. We will prepare our lessons with diligence, drawing them from the Holy Scripture, the teaching of the Orthodox Father, and the tradition of the Coptic Church, so that our lessons may be deep and life-giving. We will visit the children and follow up with them, caring for their spiritual, personal, and family needs. We will create a safe and welcoming environment where the children feel valid, loved, and free to grow in their faith. A vow to the Holy Church. We vow to serve in unity with the body of Christ, our Coptic Orthodox Church, under the guidance of our Father, the priest, and the direction of the Holy Synod. We will faithfully support the mission and vision of the Church and the Sunday School service. We will work hand in hand with parents, recognizing them as the first shepherds of their children, supporting them in raising their children in Christ. We will pray continually for the children, the families, our fellow servants, and for the peace and growth of the Holy Church. We vow to keep the fast of the Church faithfully and to participate in the life of worship, including Vespers and the Midnight Praise, about the humility and service. Finally, we vow to embrace the spirit of true Christian servant, we recognize that service is a privilege and a responsibility, not a position of a pride or authority. We will serve with humility and in silence, not seeking to speak much, but to act with love. We will not accuse anyone nor judge others, but will cover one another in love. We will make priorities, putting God first, then His children, then our own needs, serving with wisdom and balance. We will rely not on our own strengths, but on the grace of God, remembering always that all glory belongs to Him alone. So we pray together. O Lord, who called us to serve You, bless our servant and accept our weakness. Grant us purity of heart, wisdom of spirit, and humility in labor. May every child entrusted to us grow in the knowledge of You and in the love of Your holy church. Strengthen us to finish our course in faithfulness, that in the end You may say to us, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of Your Lord. Through the prayer of St. Mary, St. Mark, and all the saints, amen. Make a worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, thank Him and the power, the glory, forever. Amen. Please, the servants' meeting, it's very important, together, all together. So 1:30 exactly, we're going to finish maximum like today. So 2:10 maximum, we're going to finish the servants' meeting. But we have to attend all. I'm not talking about the servants of Sunday school only. All the servants of the church must attend the servants' meeting. We're going to take attendance.
So we're going to send you a Google Sheet to enter your information. So we can put them on the app, because I don't want to keep you waiting to enter everyone's information. Okay, thanks.
So Peter, now we're gonna distribute to the class coordinator, all the class coordinators. He's gonna give you now the paper. Okay, please now with your servants before leaving, write all the names and sign. Again. With your servant, please write your name in first as a sector, as a class coordinator, and after that, please sign. Again, please pray for the servants. Pray for the service. Thank you.